I got involved with the Iditarod in the early years. I saw an opportunity in 1974 to become involved with something that could be so classically Alaskan, the Iditarod race. I was too young to have been involved in Alaska's statehood movement or many of the other major resource issues that helped develop our state. So the Iditarod presented an opportunity for any Alaskan to become part of Alaska's living heritage. My first responsibilities involved going to schools, the chambers of commerce, social groups, church groups, etc., to talk to them about the possibilities of the race. Normally, I accompanied Joe Reddington on these trips. Sometimes I had little kids, my little kids with me. What a time that was. I am here today and involved with the Iditarod because once you are involved, it's very hard to let it go. Although my role has changed over the years from race coordinator and board secretary, major advocate, to that of advisor to the Race Foundation. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was the opportunity my friend Ann Patch Winters and I had to be the checkers at the Rhone River checkpoint. That was an experience I will never forget. What I know for sure in life is that if we don't live our lives to the best and the fullest, we are only cheating ourselves.